Should we play the theme tune then?
Play the theme tune.
They contribute nothing to our culture.
I'm coming for you, boy. I'm coming hard.
I don't care. You come in my face.
Because I'm going to stretch his ass like it's never been stretched before.
When you're going to bust a nut.
When I get my hands on you, I'm going to eat your ass.
And Sting. Oh, he's coming.
Now, Tully Blanchard, I want you.
It's sexual.
I want you. I'm going to get to touch your body.
My kids turn me on.
Whoa. And on that rather suspicious note, hello, good evening and bollocks. This is Strange Times, or as us cool kids call it now, strangetimeshow.com. Saves us having to remember what the fucking website is. Right, kids?
What's the website?
Penisland.com, I think. Yeah, that's
it. Good.
Yes, I am I'm still steadfastly calling myself Davian for want of a better name. With me... I was looking for my headset and it's on my head. Actually, maybe his edibles have kicked in a bit early. Oops. Yeah, with me on this fine evening or morning, if you're living in an upside down world, over this is it cavalcade. Is that a good word? Dom, you're the word, man. Can we cavalcade of humour?
Cavalcade's a lovely word, yes.
Is it right? Okay. Right. In this cavalcade of humour, me in it, and Dom and Kat. All right.
That's correct.
Hey.
All right. Here we are.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you will have to speak. You will have to listen quietly because Dom's just woken up from a nap and he's a little bit grumpy when he wakes up, aren't you, Dom?
I'm not grumpy. I was just discombobulated and forgot where I was and who I was
No, only joking. God bless you. No, I am the world's grumpiest man if someone sort of arises me from my sleepage like a fucking bear, a bear head with a sore thumb. No, that's a bear.
Sleepage.
A bear. Yeah, sleepage. Not seepage, sleepage.
Okay. Are you sure? Your age, are you sure?
Well, yeah. Oh, God, don't. Oh, no. Are we going to go there? Yeah, we are. Right, have you guys got to the age yet where you go for a rather relaxing piss just before bedtime, you climb into bed, you read a book very vigorously for a few minutes, and then it's like, oh, fuck me, I've got to go for another piss already. Jesus. And then you wake up at 3 in the morning, oh, I need another piss. And then another one at 6, and oh, fucking hell. Makes you wonder why we're bothered being born, doesn't it? Eh?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not really.
No?
No.
Yeah, well, you're getting old now, aren't you, mate?
Yeah, I'm nearly dead.
Yeah, nearly dead. Well, yeah. possibly like King Charles.
Oh.
Well, actually, we should turn to our royal correspondent in a minute, our resident royalist person, because there does seem to be a little bit of what is actually going on. There's lots of secretive things happening around the royal family at the moment.
That's unusual.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but, rumours of...
Can you kill my daughter-in-law?
missing Catherine Watson-Chops thingy and Charlie is apparently not well. I don't know. Royal correspondent Dom, what have you heard?
The rumours everybody else has heard, and I didn't even know there were rumours, to be honest, until this. So, I didn't know that Catherine had gone missing, as it were, and that seems to be the. I went on Twitter just briefly, and that seems to be the latest thing is nobody's seen her. Therefore, she's been replaced. They've been divorced. She's been fucking tucked into a tunnel in Paris. I don't know. I've no idea. I've no idea what's happening with her. And then, obviously, the brothers aren't talking, so they both attended some sort of event in memory of the mother. But William was there in person. Harry Young turned up on the phone after he'd gone.
Oh, dear.
Yes, it's all very... it wouldn't have happened under the Queen, let's put it this way.
Nah, she would have fucking squatted and pissed all over that, wouldn't she? You lot, stop that now!
I will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Well, so Charles has got cancer, hasn't he?
Is he?
Is he got cancer?
Apparently, he does, some sort. But no one knows. No, they won't specify what type of cancer or what level of grade or whatever they classify it. But
cancer of the fingers, probably. No, that's sausage-handed twat.
Could be.
As we all think about cancer, fuck cancer. Right. Well, on that thoroughly happy note, how have we been this week, Dom? You're the man with the fist like an iron glove. How have you been this week?
That's true. Good, yeah. Yeah, been busy at work, obviously, just for a change, just because I always am. But I managed to fit in a new, laminate floor down in the downstairs toilet.
A laminate floor, A laminate floor. Yeah, well, indeed.
Stole from some Tory house.
All right.
Just because we've got indoor toilets, don't be jealous. Don't be jealous.
Working class have dirt floors.
Oh, like a dirt box. Oh, hang on. Oh, dear. Right, so you've, this laminate floor, is it nice and sort of easily wiped clean, if you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's splash-proof and everything. It's awesome.
Nice.
Did you get rid of the carpet then?
No, we had a lino in there, and then we got a dog to Bordeaux who likes to scratch up the fucking lino, so I had, like, big holes in it. It looked really rough, so I thought, well,
what kind of
it.
Fucking pervert has fucking carpet in their toilet? I can't
you
think
ruined
of...
it in about four seconds.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, dear. Oh, that makes me feel all squirmy and not in the nice way that ends in an erection. Okay, right. Well, Dom's been playing around in toilets. Just for change this week. Kat, what have you been up to, mate?
Well, we've bought up some land close to the city.
Ooh, land buyer, fucking Tory bastard.
Yeah, well, I've got to sell our house, so this is the fucking nightmare that's approaching for me.
Oops.
I've got to fucking get rid of all... My eldest son's had his shit in our garage for the last fucking decade almost. So I've got to move that out. He's been saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to come around, I'm going to look at that for ages, but now he actually has to because I need all the space because we have to move stuff from inside the house into the garage because we're getting stuff painted before we try and sell. So, and considering the fact we've already put the deposit down for the land, well, it's got a house on it, but the house is fucked.
Oh, no, you bought a house, you bought land with a fuck house.
Yeah, so the house has been demolished because we've got a WhatsApp group where me and my wife and her sister and husband talk about house stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Hand stuff.
Yeah. Fisting the dead.
Fisting the dead. That's a zombie program, isn't it?
That's an afternoon at your place. Anyway, so and the WhatsApp group is called the Pissy House. We went there okay, so you look on realestate.com.au, okay, well, this is in the right area. This looks okay, and the price seems pretty good. And they look at the photos and go, yeah, well, that's completely not much to do here. There's a few renovations and fix a few things here and there, but it's fine. You go there, and the photos are from I don't know what fucking decade. But and the woman that lives there, I know she lets her. She's got cats and dogs, and I think they go to the toilet inside all the time. I went there with one of my wife's, one of her friends, my wife's friend's husband.
Damn it!
Yeah, he's a builder. I said, oh, can you give me your advice on this? He went inside, he's fucking almost threw up. He's like, mate, just knock this thing over.
Oh dear.
Mate, knock it over. The floor is fucked. They've built on an easement. So a third of the house has been built illegally. And they've done this extension, which is, he said, the ceiling height's too low. The guttering's all fucking wrong. It's on an easement. You have to knock that down. Just knock the rest of it down as well and build something else in there. And so you'll have more equity. Yeah, so that's what we have to do. Trying to get a house in Australia, it's fucking mental. But I suppose it's still mental where you guys live as well. And cold.
Yes.
Well, yeah,
well, you say cold. We had a bit of sunshine for an hour and a half yesterday.
It
was grand. What do you mean, true, Dom? You live up in Manchester. It's raining all the time, and like, everything's in grayscale.
No. There was some blue sky out today.
It's sepia.
I had to take the car in for an MOT this morning. So if I woke up this morning, it's frosty. It's all icy and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I put my coat, my jumper, my T-shirt, T-shirt, jumper, coat on. Took my car for the MOT, went for a wander around Stockport, and I was fucking roasting because we had like an hour of sunlight and blue skies.
Mr. So yeah, I suffered. Blue sky.
We had a long weekend last weekend.
Bet you did.
For some, what's it, some public holiday. So, but it was 38 degrees every day. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 38. Overnight low, 24. Something like that.
Oh, bloody hell. Hey, Dom, right, when you're looking for your jumper and you can't find it, do you, like, humorously jump up and down saying, where's my jumper? Where's my jumper?
No, can't say I do now.
No, okay. Well, that's that joke knackered then.
No.
Oh, okay. No special.
All right, so tell me how many ribs did you bust when you did your day out with your dad and young Tom?
Yeah, the karting last week. It was really good, actually. I'll tell you what, for the few days afterwards. Oh, fuck me. Sorry, big yawn. That's what everyone else says. Fucking hell, my arms really, really, really ached because these are the... well, that as well, before, during and after. No, because these were like the twin-engine pro-kart jobbies that really go at a lick of knots. When you're really tanking it round a corner, because I kind of thought, well, fuck it, everyone's like younger than me, so they're going to be flying at it. So I might as well just go for it and see what happens. Either crash or crash in a blaze of glory or something. So yeah, I was really going for it. And I was actually quite happy because I came third out of about how many people on track? About 12 people on track. And the two people that beat me, they were both like 20 kilograms lighter than me, and they only beat me by 0.2 seconds. So had I not been such a fat bastard, I would have actually beat everyone. So yeah, still got it, but unfortunately a bit
too
much.
That's why you lost.
A bit too much junk in my trunk. It was really funny because it came to the straights and like people would go past me like I'd actually gone into reverse, but we come up to like the twisty corner bits, and because of the junk in my trunk was weighing down the back wheels so much, I just fucking have it through the corners, which was quite good fun.
Nice.
It was a good laugh. I was quite happy that I wasn't shit.
Not really content if you're not injured yourself, though.
Yeah, I know. I should have orchestrated some kind of accident or something. So, I did catch my foreskin in my zip the evening afterwards, if that is of any funniness.
You run out of underpants? Was it washed, eh?
No, it was raining, so I thought I'd wear my foreskin as a hood. That old trick indeed. My god, I've been absolutely raping my wallet at secondhand vinyl place, Discogs, buying so much vinyl at the moment. I can't
Discogs?
Help it. Discogs.
Oh, sorry, I misheard.
Yes, it's okay, everybody. He's Australian.
Did sound like you're being Australian racist.
Is there any other kind? Because I used to have literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of albums, for different singles and what have you. I've probably told the story before when I was living in Crawley in the early 90s and stuff. And I flogged it all when I was skint and about to be homeless, of which I've been eternally sort of over. And then when the days of digital music and MP3s came out, I kind of got all my music collection back on MP3. But now I've got back into vinyl. I'm literally rebuying all my old records again from various sources. And because it's so fucking trendy now, bloody albums are £20 for a cheap one.
Yeah, I know. They're fucking expensive. Like $80 for a fucking LP over here. It's ridiculous.
$80? That's £2.50. Jesus.
I know. It's fucking mental, isn't it?
It's Chicken Oriental, actually, mate, isn't it?
We went to a... what's it called?
Gaber!
High Street.
Oh, right.
Shop. to visit Davian. And on High Street in Northcote, which apparently got voted the most, the best street in the world. I don't know why. Yeah. Anyway, so they had this sort of, it was a pub with a restaurant thing. I think it's just like, I don't know, vegan pub food or something like that. It was okay. But next door to that, they had this old record player shop. So they had a ton of fully restored like 60s, 70s, and 80s record players, like in the wooden boxes and stuff like that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I'll take a picture next time I go there. I'll send it to Davey and he can use that for porn.
No. Yeah.
Look at that
one.
It's got a wooden top.
Yeah. It's getting silly, though.
Look at a dance set.
That's one of those ones which you could, like, stack about 27-inch singles on and then, like, drop down one after each other.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I think my late mum used to have one of those. I do distinctly remember one. It was kind of like built into a big sort of like sideboard cabinet thingy, big wooden monstrosity.
I thought Dancet was like the ones that look like a suitcase.
Actually, I think you're right. I think you're fine. I'm actually talking complete bollocks. Just for a change.
On this show, that'll make a nice
sense. No, you're right. A Dancet is that one that's in a little suitcase. What's the one I'm thinking of? What are they called? A music centre or something. But it's basically like a fucking huge table cabinet thing. And it's got tape deck, inbuilt speakers, turntable that does all the speeds, 78s, 45s, and 33s.
Lovely, though.
Yeah. Although, wasn't there, couldn't you get some like 16 RPM or something for vocal? I'm sure there were speech records in the past where it was even slower. Oh, God, I'm actually going to have to check that now. 16 RPM records. There we go.
That's barely turning.
16 and 2/3. But specifically for speaking books on vinyl. Oh, no, I'm going to have to buy one of those now, aren't I? Shit. What else has happened? I've had some new ink done, which is quite cool. I like it.
What is it?
I've got one
is an anchor with a W on it?
Yeah, no, almost. No, I've got a treble clef on my left wrist, and I've got some kind of thorn rosy type thing. I know roses are considered a little bit cheesy and corny and stuff, but I actually really like the aesthetics of a rose, so I thought, well, fuck it, I don't care, I'm gonna get one done. So I did, and then I'm gonna get the Brothers Karamazov tattooed down my spine. Young ones reference there,
yeah. I think young Mr. Ashton, yeah, Boss Wanker's got a new tattoo. The Slipknot S, is it?
Chris, I haven't heard from Little Chris in ages. How's he doing?
I think he's all right. I've not seen him for ages because I've moved to Bolton now. I mean, not physically.
I was going to say. Working. Right.
Working. So he's still at Queen's, but as of the 24th of March, a different company take over because of franchising. So he's going on to a different depot.
Ah, right.
He's going to Oldham.
Oh, right. Have they got the right high chairs in yet for him?
I'm not sure. I mean, he's going over to Oldham and perhaps... You've got to assume that they brought him in for him, especially.
Yeah, did I have to
if
get,
he's
like,
doing that, you have to wear the blocks like that little kid in Temple of Doom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, right, short round, feet. Yeah.
Short round.
Oh, it's funny mentioning Indiana Jones, actually. I was watching some TikToks, and there are quite a few of Harrison Ford in interviews. And, you know, years ago, I always used to think, oh, like, it's a little bit old and grumpy and po-faced. Well, now, obviously, I really appreciate what it's like to be old and grumpy. But it turns out he's actually just got a dry sense of humour and is a massive fucking stoner.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really, really funny. He was having this interview with, I can't remember her name, as I can't remember. Oh,
was Esther Ransom?
No, not Esther Ransom. No, it's a larger-than-life black lady who...
Pepsi and Shirley.
Not Pepsi and Shirley. Fucking... anyway...
Oh, that's for that Blade Runner thing where he's with...
I can't remember her name, but she's bloody hilarious in pretty much everything she does. And yeah, she was interviewing them and then said, oh yeah, I've not seen it. And of course everyone started laughing and then one of them started drinking and
I've whiskeyed on there.
Yeah.
Oh. Alison something.
Oh, whiskey.
I don't know her name.
So have we got anything? What?
Who is that? He's a gay guy. He's a TV presenter.
Both of you.
No. He's got sort of grey hair. He's on a morning show, I think. That's
Schofield. Like him.
Yeah. He used to do, was it someone, Willoughby? He was with her.
Oh, Holly Willoughby.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think he'd been replaced by someone else when he came out as gay, and they had Barry Humphries. When Humphries passed away, there's a clip of him, like, talking to the new guy who'd replaced him about, and he was saying about, oh, it's really brave what you did. And then the new guy's standing like, what's going on? And the black woman just starts laughing straight away. Like she's splitting her sides. Like, oh, that was very brave what you did. Like, strong on coming out to do that. And like, the guy's sitting there, like, he didn't want to correct Barry Humphries because he's just sort of making fun of him. Yeah, that was funny.
Oh, dear.
Barry Actually, I sent you a clip, David, that you might appreciate in our messenger group.
Oh,
If you want to be successful in the working world, you will need to know how to speak like an absolute fuckwit. No, seriously, because it doesn't matter how smart you are, right? Like, you could have a PhD in nuclear chemistry, but you'll still be no match for the wanker in middle management who has an omnichannel thought leadership ideation solution. That is going to cascade to SLT for feedback.
Yes, because he's the one getting the pay rises. He's the one climbing the corporate ladder. He's the one who needs you to reach out with some thought bubbles by COB today.
Oh, God.
He runs your life.
This guy runs your life. He runs your life. And why? Because everyone else is too afraid to stand up in a meeting and say, Simon, what the fuck are you talking about?
Not wrong.
What the fuck does scalable deliverables even mean? You don't even know, do you?
And why do you use the phrase moving forward at the end of every sentence?
Yeah.
Everything's moving forward. If it's quiet, the wait time works, you fuckwit.
And why, Simon, why on earth are you all of a sudden talking as if you're in kindergarten? Oh, we've been playing phone tag all day. Why don't you ping me an email and we'll jump on a call? Jump on a call as if we're at a fucking trampoline centre. Why do you talk like that, Simon? You're 52 years old. Why do you do that?
But we don't say that to Simon, do we? No, instead we say, good point, Simon. Let's take that offline and circle back later.
That literally... does just make me think about my place of work, which is, in case my boss is listening or anyone in the organisation, I love my job very, very dearly. but yeah, that
that's called Wankonomics. If anyone's looking for it on YouTube,
Wankonomics. Yeah, I think I might look up some more. That's looked and sounded quite funny.
So has anyone told us different?
When you were 52.
Do I? Fuck it! Wow! No, actually, because I was still drinking then. So, I don't. I mean, it's nearly 4 years ago now. Jesus Christ!
Wow!
And now closer to 60 than I am 50.
Oh,
God!
Back in the old days, you were nearly retiring.
Christ! Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, they
not anymore.
Fucking retirement age raises every year, doesn't it? It's like trying to reach, it's like a beam of light trying to reach the edge of the universe. It'll never reach it because the edge of the universe is moving just slightly quicker than the speed of light. That's like the bloody retirement age in England, isn't it? Are you fucking happy, Thatcher?
I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's it's an old Greek, fucking hell. Can't remember who said it, but it's a Greek.
Probably someone poor.
Probably. What's the word? Topical.
Cunt. Oh.
Yeah, it's an old Greek cunt where You fire an arrow at a tortoise, but you'll never hit the tortoise because you fire an arrow where the tortoise was, but the tortoise has moved slightly. So the arrow has to go a bit further, then the tortoise moved again, and so on and so forth.
Ooh.
It's complete bollocks because an arrow flies faster and they'll kill it in one go.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's that principle, isn't it? I'm a mere 48. I'm not as old as you two old cunts. I'm still in my 40s.
Oh,
and
God. Jesus.
I've still got 20 years to go. As it stands right now, I think retirement age at the moment is 68. So technically, I've got 20 years left.
But 68? Because something. Hell.
It's probably going to be like 75 by the time I get there.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. I think it's 65,
yeah. It is fucking crazy. Unless you're fucking rich or stuff, you pretty much working until you drop now. Yay, Tories.
That's what they want, is
it? Oops. Well, yeah, isn't it?
Put it this way, now my manager...
Oh, yeah.
Now my manager, I had to attend things, and last week was Long Service Awards, and I attended the one where someone has been a bus driver for 55 years.
Wow.
And yeah.
And it's his 56th birthday.
One who was a... Another one who was retiring, and he was 79. And I was thinking, mate, go home and live on beans and toast or something like that. Just fucking retire because you could be dead soon.
Probably institutionalised though. Couldn't imagine a work not, a day not being on a bus, you know, driving badly and being racist.
Yeah, I used to see that when I was working for the bus on the train. Sorry. When I used to work on the train, I'd see that.
See it all the time.
Yeah.
I'd see it. You used to see it in factories, didn't you?
What, buses?
I didn't visit many factories.
No, you won't see only. You'd only see it in a factory if a bus was going through the wall. No, you used to see it where there'd be guys he's a manager or whatever, and he's worked there for 30, 40 years, and then he retires, and then he comes in the following week because nobody knows where everything is, and he's going to help everybody out.
Oh, yeah.
And like 2 months later, he's there just brushing up and stuff because he doesn't know any different.
Yeah.
I hope I don't get like that.
Yeah. Oh, it makes you want to go over to Dignitas, doesn't it?
There were guys at the tram depot where I worked, and like they'd have holidays. And then they end up coming in on their holidays because they their lunch break playing cards, and they'd be playing cards and smoking under the no gambling or smoking sign with their mates. And then they have holidays, and then a week later they're still on holidays. They come in, and I just play some cards. And their friends were still at work. It's like, oh fuck it, I'm going back there. I will play cards, and yeah, they always come back.
They're
like, mate, why don't you go somewhere? Oh, I'm bothered.
There was this one place that I worked at years ago where a load of people were made redundant. About 4 or 5 people were made redundant. And they brought 3 of them back as consultants. And like the consultancy fee was drastically more, like exponentially more than their bloody annual wage. So I don't know what that was all about. It was probably fucking dodgy handshakes and 5-knuckle shuffles in the John, innit?
Yeah.
Well, it's that sort of thing, but it's also you're a consultant, you're not paying holiday pay, sick pay, and all the other stuff. So, in the grand scheme of things, and you're also only paying them for the days you need them rather than every day. So, it's actually pretty cost effective, I think.
Check out the poor brains on Dom.
Yeah.
It's a contentious subject.
Yeah, I suppose anything that, the work's going to give you something. They're obviously, let's do this. We'll get you. We'll pay you your note twice as much when you come in. That sounds great. Now you're only coming in once a year. So I've only got one day. Yeah, that's it. That's why that's one day we need you for. So fuck you. We used to get offered tons of stuff. Oh, we'll give you this pay rise. And we'll do this and that. You look at what they've taken back. Hang on, we've got to work this many hours here. They've extended. Cut our meal breaks, extended the times that we're driving. Like, fuck, this is bullshit. We're getting screwed stupid. Oh, but we're giving you 2%. Isn't that what inflation is? No, it's a bit more than that, so you're really fucked. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's a danger, though, isn't it? As well as, it's a danger, isn't it, where I got promoted, and then all of a sudden I was doing, like, well, I've got a bit of extra work to do. I'll get it done now because no one else is going to do it. And then you work it out and you're like, well, instead of doing 38 hours last week, I did 70 hours. And my hourly rate is probably drastically lower than it was when I was a driver. It's not got that bad. And I have to make sure I leave my laptop at work during the week if I'm in work. I'm working at home most of the time now. But I'll purposely leave. I've not touched my laptop since Friday on purpose. And the stuff that I need to do and what I do. But if I did it, it just devalues your hourly rate. So on principle, you've just got to not do it and just do it in your work hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You work to you find enough work to fill your time. So, I mean, if I just did all my work now, then there'll be more work to replace it.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. There's always fucking something to do.
Always something there to remind me.
That's
those dead bodies you've cut in half.
Who wants to take the piss out of the fact that I spent £180 on a Rare New Order single?
Really?
Yeah.
$180 million.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was a record shop, record store delay. Record Store Day exclusive of New Order Ceremony, but on the B side, it's got a rare recording of Joy Division doing Ceremony and the In a Lonely Place song, and it's rarer than Rockin' Horse shit. So I thought, oh fuck it.
Only 4 billion printed.
No,
yeah, is it though?
800 were made.
Okay,
so it's not a great deal.
One of them gets put online, and therefore it's not. Rare in the slightest, then.
Well, the actual physical object is, and that's why I like my 12 inches. Stop it. Because it's nice to sit down and hold one in your hand. Oh, fucking hell. Jesus.
It's non-fungible.
Non-fungible? What the, yeah. Well, there's a podcast site. What's that word, fungible?
It's NFTs, aren't they? The things online which...
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. So
obviously... I think non-fungible means it's unique, can't be replicated.
Oh, bollocks.
So the actual item can't.
I thought that was a new word you just made up there.
Oh, no, no. God, Lord, no. Good Lord, no.
No. Fungible. Of a product or commodity, replaceable by another identical item.
Yeah, so non-fungible means it can't be replaced because it's unique. So your record that's labelled 7 out of 800 is unique, as in there's only one of them, number 7 out of 800. But the contents therein is I don't know. Anyone can have it.
Yeah. So you can buy your NFT, a picture of, I don't know, whatever you want, but then if someone screenshots it, then...
NFTs, right? Yeah, that's the whole thing. And I don't get why... they get so much money for them because you literally can just take a fucking screenshot of it and go, I got it now, can't.
Yeah, but it's the same principle, isn't it? I could play you that Joy Division version of Ceremony now because I think I've got it somewhere, but it's not the same as your version because your version is one number on your disc says number 7 out of 800.
Yeah, but you just playing it off some crusty old tape isn't the same as me holding my big white 12 inch in my hand.
Precisely. So that's why. So you get what you want from it, and I get. If I want to listen to the song, I get the song. And if you want to own the article, you own the article.
That's a bit bloody sensible, isn't it? I'm trying to think of how to use the word fungible in the podcast title. Oh well, never mind. I saw a really weird TikTok of people putting electrodes. No. I'm not going there. Onto mushrooms, and it makes music. Have you seen those?
No.
They wire up so like these two electrodes to some kind of fucking oscillator and a keyboard or something, and then they put the electrode thingies on. They clip them onto a mushroom, and it makes music. I'm not describing it very well, but I really saw it with my own eyes. I promise, officer.
How many edibles had you eaten before that?
I think that was just so after work, so I probably would have only had one.
Yeah, how many mushrooms had you had that?
Oh, mushrooms. Do you know what? I'd be quite tempted to do mushrooms again, actually. I wouldn't do LSD because it's too sort of... But mushrooms is a bit more natural, man. And also, when mushrooms wear off, it just goes. Whereas with LSD, you're just clawing your fucking scalp off. Make it stop.
Actually, I think I saw something where they're starting to use magic mushrooms here for treatments for medical ailments. Or PTSD and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, microdosing. A friend of mine does it, and it really helps with his anxiety. I get a little bit too Moorish, so I don't think I'm just going to. Yeah. I'm just going to stick with my cannabis gummies. I'm not going to go for anything stronger, to be honest. Yeah,
Dave does macrodosing, then overdosing.
Yeah, microdosing, overdosing. Yeah,
as your podcast style.
Macrodosing.
Oh, I tell you what, you've just been describing that putting electrodes on mushrooms and hearing them grow.
That's
a Roald Dahl Tales of the Unexpected story. A guy develops a sound machine which he can hear trees growing, and then chops one down or smashes one with an axe to see what had happened. And the screams and the panic and the anguish is so bad that he gets a vet.
Yeah.
By axe point to put fucking lotion on the cut on the tree and put fucking bandages around it.
Oh dear, that sounds a bit rum.
It was. Tales of the Unexpected were really good stories.
Yeah. Had that really good music and the saucy bird dancing behind a shadow silhouette, the fucking bare fabric or something, and looked all wispy and jiggly. We like that.
Yeah.
Jiggly's good. Yeah, absolutely. Stu Buckland would like to know how our lovely weeks have been. Well, we've already done that. Fucking hell.
Yes, they're riddled Stu with Buckland. Stress and moving.
Yeah.
We should get money on Stu, actually.
Yeah, he's podcasts. I don't know which one it is. He's driving around shouting abuse and doing road rage at people with somebody. I listen to that one. That's good, though. I quite like that.
I've missed it. I'll have to find that one.
What was that one?
I don't know. Him and his mate have decided that the only way they can actually record is by doing on a commute to work or something like that. So they're recording. And he has to keep reminding the other person to point their microphone at him, or the phone, I'm guessing. And then one of them is like, "You fucking cunt!" But not quite saying that fucking corner. It's like someone caught him up in traffic. And then he go on to a 5-minute thing about, sorry, I couldn't speak, listeners. I was driving alongside and staring at somebody. Because that's what you do when someone cuts you up. You're like, how dare you have the affront to do something to me? I'm going to stare at you to make you feel bad. And then the co-host who's married to a Canadian or from Canada was describing some road where that's, or if you see a car coming towards you on this particular road, or you overtake someone on this particular road, you all have to have eye contact for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe there's nothing on this road. So
sounds a bit strange. Why does my computer keep doing that fucking noise? Winds me up. Anyway,
so what are you and Lady Dent watching later on?
Some miserable. Bleak, depressing crime drama thing on the BBC iPlayer, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to watch that June film again because we're going to go see the second one at the cinema at the local Flea Pit next week. So I think I'm going to... That's an old English slang for the cinema, Flea Pit. So I want to watch the first one again to remind myself of the big sandworms and stuff. I've still not read the books. Have you read the books?
No,
is it James Herbert?
Yes, sir.
He's all right, Herbert.
Yeah. Oh, don't tell me he was a pedo as well.
No. Oh, okay. Well, I don't know how he does in his own time, so it's him. Still listen to fucking... Still listen to Led Zeppelin songs, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Well, what do they do?
Well...
I've not seen either of them, to be honest.
What?
Sorry, Von Keane's got in and out. I've not watched any of the Dune films and I read books either, to be honest.
Oh, right, okay. To answer Kat's question about what's wrong with Led Zeppelin... I think they had a bit of a reputation for appreciating the younger groupie.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Well, just I think probably most 70s fucking rock bands did, really. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
That is not me excusing it. I thought I'd better put that in there. So, it's all right. It was only the 70s.
Yeah. Everyone was racist as well.
Different times.
Nothing wrong with being a little bit noncy and rapey. Yeah.
Unless you're the Pope. There's stuff about, what's his name? P. Diddy, or Puff Daddy, or whatever.
There's I've seen some prison? Stuff
online. I don't know. Oh, that was in a movie.
Oh, no, that's R. Kelly. He's been banged up the slammer, hasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Slammed up the banger. Yeah, but just think about him like with an Epstein-style house with video cameras like, everywhere to try and catch people or so they can blackmail them. And there's allegations that he's had one that had, what are those two guys, Tupac and Biggie Smalls, had them shot. Allegedly. So a whole bunch of other dodgy shit going on.
That's fucking dodgy shit going on there. Everywhere. It makes me sick. It makes me so angry.
Yeah. But they're good right to defend themselves. Oh, sorry. So what have you got planned for coming week? What are you guys up to?
I'm going to spend the entire week coming. All right.
I'll do that.
Yeah? Dear listener, we're all going to have a sponsored coming.
Oh, the amount of dust in Davian's house.
Yeah, looks like Thanos came over for a cup of tea, I tell you. My God, that was almost funny. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's
why. We can't be able to. We've got to think about something reasonably special for our 500th show.
No, let's just do the 501st one. We'll skip it.
When is it? What is it? What number are you on now? Like four? What?
This is 486 at the moment.
Oh, so 14 shows away.
Yeah.
So in three years' time.
3 years' time, yeah. Yeah, we haven't been the most regular of late, have we? Dear. Well, we're old and life gets in the way sometimes. Yeah. If you want to have more regular episodes, then you can just contribute to our Patreon at...
penisland.com.
Thank you very much.
Apparatus.com.
Oh, yeah, Apparatus.
APPARTUS. We've got three books on there now and some artwork and some t-shirts, so knock yourselves out.
The very same.
Yeah.
Hey, when are you going to bring out your own range of condoms?
I'm just going to use socks.
Socks? I like to use an old crisp packet.
Sellotape.
What's it called? Pringles box.
Your Pringles. Oh, well, yeah, the little one, yeah. The chode size, as I call it. The chode of Chode Hall. Oh, there we go. It's podcast style.
Yeah. What's the thing we've been watching? Oh, my wife's found Jane the Virgin, so I've been watching that mental fucking thing.
Oh, hang on. Have we spoken about this before, Jane the Virgin? That rings a bell.
I don't know, maybe. I don't know. No. We started watching it maybe a year ago. Then the streaming service it was on stopped running it, so we stopped watching it. And she's found it on something else that we've got. So, yeah, fucking just mental telenovela style TV show.
Oh, hang on a minute. I think Lady Dent's seen it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just had a quick look on Wikipedia and, that's right.
What is it? I thought it was someone out of Ugly Betty, America Ferrara, but it's not, is it?
No, it's
Gina Rodriguez.
That's it, yeah.
As Jane, the titular Jane, is that right? A devout 23-year-old Latina virgin. Oh shit! I might edit that out. Who becomes pregnant? Fucking hell. Yeah.
It's definitely you.
A devout 23-year-old Latina virgin who becomes pregnant after an accidental artificial insemination by her gynecologist. Right. It parodies common tropes and devices in Latin America, telenovelas.
Yeah, so anything like, I don't know, Days of Our Lives. The South American telenovelas are just known for just being completely mental sort of soap operas. And this just takes the piss. It's a woman that wrote it, used to write them in Venezuela or somewhere, or Brazil or somewhere, I'm not sure where. And so when she went to America, she wrote this, and it's just like a Days of Our Lives soap opera fucking thing on steroids. So everyone's connected somehow. There's always something stupid going on. Someone's blackmailing someone else or kidnapping someone or someone's racist. A crime boss who's wears a rubber mask over their head. And, it's fucking mental. Yeah.
They did have friends, didn't they, where it was like, I'm Dr. Drake Ramore, and that was my evil twin you murdered and had my baby. It wasn't my baby, it was my uncle, sort of thing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it's like.
I tell you what, though, I don't know if it's the telenovelas, I don't know if it's like in the Spanish-speaking countries or whether it's in America itself, but they record so many things so quickly that they don't have time to learn the lines. They're actually fed the line through an earpiece and then they say it and then it's just recorded. You have one take and that's it.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah. Well, on the show, when the Jane finds her dad, who's actually a star in a telenovela, then he's just got these, all these shitty titles and it's all badly acted and they run through things. Yeah, cut, all right, next thing. And like he's doing a Gulliver's Travel ripoff and it's fucking... Yeah, just on junk TV.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah.
I've been watching.
Sorry, go on, mate. No, you Small first. Boys. It would have been. Whatever you have to say, Dom, it's going to be far more interesting than what I have to say.
No, not really. I'll just tell you what I've been watching. So, with the wife, I've been watching a Kelsey Grammer thing called Boss, which I think he plays the mayor of Chicago.
Oh, series. Is that any good? I've seen a few TikToks and he's all shouty and sweary and, swearing gives me the right fucking on, so I might have to watch it.
It's pretty decent, but I think there's only two series and it came out like 10 years ago, so there's definitely no follow-up to it.
Kind of disappointing. Oh, are they American series, though?
There'll
be 500 episodes per fucking season, and won't they?
Yeah. That's decent. That's all right. And then we started this other thing called The Irrational, which is it's a guy called Jesse Martin who's in like Law and Order and a bunch of stuff, who plays this professor who uses psychology to like hostage negotiation and stuff like that.
Right.
He gets caught, and that's all right. It's a bit formulaic, but that's okay. Mainly what I've been doing, or having on in the background, is Impractical Jokers. Just been catching up on that, just having it running constantly in the background. Impractical Jokers.
Have I seen that?
You might not like it. It's basically four best friends from New York who...
I hate that.
I know. It's definitely not your thing. They have to do, like, they've got an earpiece in, they have to do, like, dares. And
the idea is
you get... You get them saying, you make it really embarrassing, so they say no. Interestingly enough, though, they did an English version of it, called Impractical Jokers, with four people who only met that week, sort of thing. So the whole concept about it, they know each other so well, they know what to say and know how they can embarrass them, it just went out the window. It just became four English stand-up comedians, or wannabe stand-up comedians, who tried to think of a way of embarrassing people by basically shouting. It was shit. It lasted like one series, I think.
I've seen some of those Impractical Jokers. They're okay.
He's
at some, I know, domestic violence thing, and he's got to go in there and tell them how they're wrong.
there's a feminism thing and stuff like that. So the idea being is that if they say no on a thing like... I don't know, they're working in a McDonald's, not McDonald's, but they're working in something like White Castle or McDonald's, and then they don't dare to, like, I'm not saying that. And then they get like an X and end up as the end of most X's has to do a forfeit. He has to do a punishment, and the punishment is you cannot say no, you've got to do it. So yeah, that was one of those, I think, the one you're describing was like a feminism conference, and he was on stage sort of disagreeing with them completely.
Yeah. You had to just like, disagree with everything they said and come up with some random reason why they were wrong.
Yeah. There's funny moments in it. So, and I've basically just all been doing it's been seeing the ones that I've missed in the past. And I started watching this thing called Undercover Boss from America, which I find very interesting.
Undercover Boss. Oh, I've seen a few clips of that.
It's a weird concept, isn't it? Because it's the idea of being, especially in this day and age, I don't know when this was made, but in this day and age where everybody knows everybody and, you know, even the lowliest person in the company knows who the CEO is, it's just a weird concept. But they go in and then it seems to be the same thing every episode. So they'll go into like three or four different branches or whatever of whatever the business is. And then they'll meet one person each one, and then they'll give them a job in the training department as in, like, you're so good at your job, we're going to employ you and pay you more to be the trainer, or we're going to, you told me that you can colour in, so you're going to be the designer. And it's like, all right. That's wonderful for those three people, but what about everybody else in the company? And they don't show all the other shit. Like, I know for a fact, I remember once, so I used to work at Safeway supermarket, and we had a debate thing. It was after hours, and there's drinks were served, or drinks were involved, and we all had to have a chat about like upward appraisals and stuff like that. And the manager went out of the canteen, and somebody stood up and was like, "I think the morale is shit, and it's because of this manager and fucking big long diatribe without realizing the manager had come in."
Oops!
And stood in the back
of
the
room.
Oh, and it's literally everyone's. It's a classic. He's behind you. Yeah, but he's a really good manager, really. Sort of thing.
Oh no!
No. Fucking hell.
Oops.
He didn't.
And he's
long
never seen again.
You see, it's funny because it's not me.
Yeah. So I've got this cleaning coming up. Cleaning, getting my wallet fucking raped stupid by tradesmen.
Will they have their own entrance? That's a joke.
Are they traders?
There's a fucking the carpenter. I've got to get this thing on the front of a house on the veranda fixed, which has fallen apart because ants have got into it, and because ants have sort of made little holes. Cockatoos have started ripping the shit out of it, so it needs to be replaced. That's fine. He goes, "Oh, that's gonna be $2,000." I'm like, "Fuck!"
Hang on a minute. I heard you liked a cockatoo. Oh.
Yeah.
And what
were
the uncles doing?
I've got no idea. Anyway, so like, also getting this fucking, getting some shelving put in the laundry, or a cupboard. It's a flat pack cupboard. And like, and he said, "Oh, I can do that for you. That'll only be about 1,500. I'm like, "Fucking dude, it takes about fucking 20 minutes, and it's a flat pack cupboard from fucking IKEA. Like, it's that's fine. I'll do that. Thanks." Yeah.
I was going to ask, actually, you said you're putting that house on the market, but you've not even built the other house yet. So what are you going to do in the meantime?
We'll rent. So we'll...
A third place.
Yeah. Yes.
Sounds like the most convoluted house moving operation ever.
Yeah, but we have to sell this house to pay for the other one. So we have to sell this one to pay for the other one. So we have to put deposit down for that one to make sure we actually got it. Then we're going to renovate this just cosmetically, sell this, move into a rental so my son can finish year 12 at his local school, and then in between that we'll start building and we can move into that next year. So
bloody hell, mate.
But there wasn't any other way to do it.
What's that?
Because I'm not a Tory bastard. I didn't got money. Oh, yeah, well, let's just bulldoze that house and get the orphans to come in and start building that and let's move in.
So if you were working class, you'd have a caravan in the corner of your land and then you'd live in that while the house being built around you.
Yeah,
like you could Alan Partridge.
Ah, you could all live in a caravan and it'd be like dead
like
funny.
A fucking pikey.
And you could record your really, really funny japes, as I'm sure there would be loads.
I was listening to the radio yesterday when we were going to this...
steady on there, mate.
And the local FM station, which is like... it's Triple M, and they always have the football... every football game's on there, and they have what's it called? The Saturday Rub, which is before every football game on Saturday.
That's when Don Wanks.
They had something where they had a couple of the commentators, like they put them in a caravan for 3 days, and like you weren't allowed out of the caravan. So the caravan's got a toilet, whatever, but you weren't allowed to leave. So it's just like three ex-footballers, just like drinking, farting, making like this. Like, it's like a caravan switch, basically. It's like just one switch. Yeah. I listened to some of that, and like basically one, the young guy, the youngest one who only just retired from playing football, actually maybe he's almost retired. And anyway, so he's got these older guys, like one of them bent over, like split his fucking coveralls that he had on. Yeah, just this endless farting, bombing the toilet the whole time. He's like, oh, this is just hell on earth for these three older guys who are in there. Like 50s or 60s, he's like, oh, fuck, I'm not doing that again. It's like living in a bowel movement.
I've been watching a lot of Australian TV for football reasons, and every advert is either Hungry Jack's or Dickies or for some reason Tottenham Hotspur tickets are available over there. I'm not sure why or how. And there's one advert that sticks in my head is when you just said about football, then it's just said, oh, it's the national game. What, football? Cricket is the national game. Whoa, what about football? Which football? And there's a whole load of people in a cafe or whatever.
Yeah. No, MMA. No, it's this. No, it's cricket. Yeah.
Actually, it's probably is cricket.
Oh, you're fucking Danny LaRue, what you're talking about.
Actually, my son's TV show comes out on the 25th of April, I think.
Ah, nice one.
Yeah. So I think they pushed it back because he actually got into the Cannes Film Festival. Not the film, it's a TV festival, which is before the film festival. So,
nice one.
He's going to France.
Back to France. He's going there
to loiter with half the cast, a couple of producers, and promote the show. And if he's lucky, he might win something. But they're against a bunch of Netflix shows, so that's probably unlikely.
But you never know.
Sorry, you mentioned he was going to France, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
France. Yeah. Don't you know you're never going
to get to France? Mary Queen of... You don't remember that? Very famous.
I remember that hook. Yes. I remember that hook just then.
Yeah, Mike Oldfield.
French kids in the USA. French... Oh, that was it. Yeah, yeah.
Mike Oldfield. Yeah, yeah. Used to love a bit of Mike Oldfield, actually.
Too much shadow.
Shadow. they they used that on the Far Show, didn't they, for a Dave Angel Eco Warrior?
That was the one.
Oh God! Don't make them like they used to.
What are the odds on that? Is this show going to be sold to Netflix for international distribution, Draken, or is it?
They may do. I don't know. It's been when they edited it, it had to be formatted so that they could have the breaks at the right intervals for there's a format that international shows want that they can when they buy it. So some scenes, like, they have to make sure that it all fit in with exactly that format when they're editing. So he hated that because a scene, like, it's 3 seconds long, but all right, well, where can we cut 3 seconds going back to where the last break was? So they're trying to cut off, he's a tenth of a second off this. Yeah, there's pinching little bits here and there to make sure that it would fit. So, I'm not sure where it's been distributed, but they've been advertising it internationally already. So,
cool.
But, yeah.
The only reason I asked is because I was listening on Davian's recommendation. I started listening to the, I want to say, This Is Entertainment or Now It's Entertainment or something. Richard Osmond.
Oh, yes.
From Bear Skirt.
Yeah, no, fucking podcast. Some bits of Jesus, you're a real Renaissance man, aren't you, Dom?
I forgot her name, but yeah, they were talking about Squid Game and the person who did Squid Game, which was like the biggest thing ever seen on Netflix, and the guy who sold it sold the rights entirely. And apparently, Netflix, the way Netflix do it is they buy the rights completely to something. So if it's a massive, massive hit, you don't get any more money for it. And I think this might have changed it now, actually. So you get streaming rights, streaming if it's over so many. Stream so many hours worth in such a time period. But yeah, it's not as simple as it used to be. It'd be like you sell it to the BBC, and then the BBC put it out on DVD or video or whatever, so you could get a bit more money and negotiate a bit more. And I think nowadays, Netflix is more like Spotify and whatnot. It's like, right, we'll pay you a lot of money for it, but then we own it and we'll do what the fuck we want with it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that'll be up to the production company, but he owns half the rights to it because he sold half to the lady that owns the production company, which is how it got made, because without doing that, then, yeah, so wouldn't have got made.
I think that's the thing, isn't it? Yeah, you've got to take that dirty dollar at some point to get things made, but then you build a reputation up, and then you can get to a point where you don't need to do that. I'm still going to get to that point.
Yeah, and he might be directing a show in South Africa next.
Watch
out. I knew one of you guys was going to say that. Anyway, in January, he might be doing that, and there's another show, Heartbreak High. He might be directing a season of that.
Oh, goodness.
Mate, I love Heartbreak High.
Oh, yeah, you do, don't you?
I fucking proper love it. It's awesome. It's not the new series is not as good as the old series, but it's good in its own way. It's different. I quite liked it.
Yeah, we might be directing a series of that.
Nice, very nice, very nice.
In discussion with Flick of Nets.
Was that an edit point?
You need to retire soon.
What?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay, cool. I'm late.
Oh shit, sweatshirt.
Oh no, and I was going to play this as well.
If you're having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I've got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Yeah, I can't play that now because we've run out of time.
Oh, good thing you didn't then.
www.strangetimeshow.com. Catch us on Twitter at @strangetshow.
Don't forget iTunes
and Stitcher Smart Radio.
Yeah.
North.